Thursday, everyone. Here we are on this fifth day of January, but it's the very first of our Let's Grow Together with Roar's Nursery and Garden Center call-in show, our first of the new year. And we have Tyler Dillon with us this morning filling in for Matt. Good morning, Tyler. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Rachel Fender is there also. Hi, Rachel.
Hello. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys as well. Boy, oh boy. So, you know, I think people would probably sit here and think, not much going on there at the nursery right now. But you guys are always, just, you know, continuing to do things, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we're keeping busy. And we are at Portage. We're open 9 to 4 throughout Monday through Saturday. I'm sorry, Monday through Friday. Throughout the winter, because we do have to be there anyway, packing up Christmas and planning for next year. So we are still open, but we're just getting ready for next year, just prepping and planning.
All right, and I should let folks know, I mean, if you have any questions, you're wondering maybe about some plants or things that you got for Christmas or the holidays, what do you do now? You can give us a call, 330-450-1480. We'd love to talk with you. And also, you can email me at pcook@whbc.com. I'll tell you, my amaryllis is sprouting it's not bloomed yet. But it grows. Those things grow. Like, you know, you go to sleep and you wake up the next day and they're like 3 feet taller, you know?
It is. You're right. It's amazing. Actually, we had one planted at the nursery, and I had came in and out of nowhere it was blooming. I didn't even know it had a bud. And so I'm like, yeah. Oh, there it is. So you may still see a bloom. I mean, because now is the time that they're doing stuff. So I'm pushing growth.
Well, this is the new one that I got. This is the second one that I got, because, you know, the first one I messed up and it's going to go through its cycle for next year.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is what you can do. Don't give up on it, anybody, if you had the same issues that I did because I didn't let it go dormant, you know.
Absolutely. They are kind of tricky sometimes, too. And just because it didn't bloom doesn't mean, you know, it's not going to ever bloom. So it just got to wait till next year.
and what, you know, people come in, they ask you questions. I mean, let's talk about some of the plants that are out there, you know, like the poinsettias and things like that. How long do these last? How long can you make them last? And what's the best, you know, thing to do there?
You can make poinsettias last a while. It's just a matter if you want to or not. A lot of times changing the color from season to season, because a lot of people think the color that you see are the flowers, but that's actually the leaves. So those do need to go into a dormancy period as well. If you want to keep them year to year, it is kind of tricky. You have to kind of put them in a closet and not forget about them in the summertime or something like that, so, which is tricky. But as that being said, too, like houseplants in general, now is a good time to be checking for anything, any kind of diseases or pests, just because they've been in the house for a while. So it's always a good time to do some maintenance and kind of just see if there's anything going on with them. And if you notice any kind of stippling of the leaves or any like kind of sticky substance, it's a good sign of bugs. So if you have any questions about that, you can always bring in a picture to the nursery and we can, you know, help you out.
And Tyler, you know, we talk about this with Matt all the time, like, when can you plant? Can you still, you know, and he always says, well, as long as the ground, you know, we'll let you can do it. I mean, is that still something we can do right now?
It is. It starts to get a little more dicey this time of year with it. I mean, we have good weather right now, but if we have any more like serious cold snaps without doing the proper planning and, you know, care that you need to do for this time of year, you might not have great success.
But things are always better in the ground, too. So if we do get a nice day and you have something that you kind of forgot to plant, like I know I do that from time to time, it is always better to get it in the ground. So just make sure you give it a good drink.
Yeah, that's a big thing, too, that people really think about. It still needs water even this time of year. It's always good to have it into the ground.
Mm-hmm. And if we don't get snow, which I think right now we're good on moisture for a while.
Oh, yeah.
but if we don't get snow or anything and it dries out, that can be very detrimental to any plant. Well, especially new plants.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't think there's anything that I have to plant, but I look around and boy, you know, we had that bitter cold weather and the high winds, and so boy, there are, you know, the branches come down, and there's a lot of cleanup work right now, I think.
There is, yeah. And actually, that one nice day that we had last week, I was out, you know, doing that kind of stuff, cleaning up the sticks and just kind of, you know, redding up. And it's nice to always have a day like that to be able to do that because you want to get outside this time of year.
Yeah. Are there any, I mean, obviously we're going to start pushing towards getting prepared for the spring. I mean, it's January. We kind of have a couple of months. What do we do during these months of, you know, like January and February? What can we do?
Yeah, well, we were talking about that actually before we got on. I got a bunch of seed catalogs in the mail, so that's always kind of exciting. Now is always a good time to be planning. You know, it's always fun to daydream and kind of just, you know, look on the internet for things you like or, you know, new plants. But planning is always a fun thing, and I'm sure maintenance, you know, if you get out in the garage and do some maintenance on your equipment and all that.
No. I will say that today is, I've been, a little birdie told me that today is National Bird Day.
It is.
Yes. And are either of you people who put out bird feeders and the bird seed and all that stuff?
I don't. I wish I did. It's just one of those things I just don't want to, once you start it, I know you need to keep up with it, especially in the winter time, because the birds tend to, you know, rely on that.
Yeah.
So I just haven't committed to that. I'd like to.
Tyler, are you feeding birds anywhere?
No, I'm in the same boat. I love watching them, but I just don't feed them.
Well, no, I'm the same thing because I have cats, and I said, you know what? It'll make the cats go crazy. If there's all these birds outside.
And then, that is very true.
Yeah, there's a lot of cats around me, so I don't want to just give them a free meal.
then you just feel bad.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like driving them to their death. Yeah, no, we don't want to do that. Don't want to do that. All right, well, we are, again, 330-450-1480. That's the number to call if you have a question. I did get an email. You can send them to pcook@whbc.com. All right, I have an email here from Linda who says, I have a prayer plant that is about 2 years old. It's been doing so good, but now lately the leaves are turning brown and yellow. Any thoughts on why this is happening? I'm not doing anything different than before.
It could be... It's hard to tell without actually seeing it. Do you have a picture in the email or is there?
No picture.
Okay, I figured you would.
Linda, if you're listening, which I'm sure you probably are, if you can send a picture, that'd be great. And I'll forward it to Rachel. She can take a look at it.
Yeah, because a lot of times a picture, you can tell. Sometimes they are finicky, though. The cold really is detrimental to them, and overwatering. But if she's not doing anything different, it could be pot bound, or it could have something. It could have an insect or something. A lot of times if the leaves are curling up and you see a little bit of like discoloration, it can be a sign of spider mites.
Okay.
So it's good to see a picture or something, but that could be a couple guesses.
All right. We're going to go to the phones now. We have Marianne in Plain Township. You are on the air with Roar's Nursery. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a japonica in front of my house, and it's been looking rather straggly. There's some just dry branches, and then the leaves just aren't full.
Did that just start, or has it been happening kind of all year?
This is about 2 years that this has been going on.
Okay.
Kind of just stunted?
Pardon me?
Like a stunted growth, kind of?
It's not real. It's about 2 feet tall, has been since it was put in. It was put in about 8 or 10 years ago, and it looked fine. And now it's just looking pretty sickly.
Well, it could be, have you ever, like, fertilized or anything?
Yes.
Okay. It almost sounds like it's, like, girdling itself, kind of.
Or like maybe a compacted soil. A lot of times if there's compacted soil around and if it's, but if it's been there a while though too, but it could be filling out that area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it is a good thing to have a picture. If you could maybe bring a picture into one of us. I don't. Are you? You guys are there, Tyler, right?
There's somebody there.
Okay. I thought so. But yeah, either one of our locations would be able to tell. And sometimes too, they are prone to lace bug. I'm not saying that's necessarily, because that usually doesn't stunt the growth. That usually just discolors the leaves. So it'd be a good idea if you could take a picture and bring it into one of our stores. We could help you out. And if it is something, we'd be able to, you know, direct you to the proper product.
Okay. That sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go to Ann in Massillon. You're on the air with Roar's Nursery. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I was sitting here thinking about whether I should call, and then you got on the subject of feeding the birds. And we do it all the time, the birds and the squirrels, and we enjoy seeing them. But I was wondering when would be the best time to do some lawn repair that has kind of happened because of feeding the birds and so forth.
That is a result of it, too. Well, really, probably early spring, wouldn't you think, Tyler?
Yeah, I would wait till spring.
Okay.
And you just kind of want to usually, are you just talking about just putting like some fresh coating of grass and that kind of thing?
All right. Well, I was just kind of wondering.
She's asking what kinds of things of that damage is there that you're talking about?
Well, they're just bare spots where the grass isn't growing, and then also where I rake the leaves, and maybe they laid there for a while before I got them bagged.
Just the general maintenance, which the grass is dormant right now, too. So you're going to see a lot of it's just going to be brown and sitting there and all that. But, yeah, early spring's the best time to kind of do that, that kind of maintenance.
All right. I thank you for your help. I enjoy listening to you.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
We're going to take a break. And Rachel, during the break, I'm going to email you. Linda did send a picture for us.
Perfect.
So I will send that to your email and you can take a peek at the prayer plant. And we'll talk more about that when we come back. And again, it is Let's Grow Together with Roar's Nursery and Garden Center.
Hoops at their best on 1480 WHBC.
Cornhill let it fly from there at the buzzer, and he got it!
It's high school basketball, you know. I just want these guys to enjoy tonight and celebrate.
Finish right here!
High school basketball this weekend, Friday night on 1480 WHBC. It's Massillon at Hoover and a Saturday night stream game, Glen Oak at Central Catholic on WHBCSports.com.
I appreciate what you guys do.
Hi, it's Angie Rohr with Rohr's Nursery. The holiday season is winding down and our after Christmas sale is here. So before you pack away the holidays in your home, get exciting deals at our Portage store where all Christmas is 50% off. Because Christmas will be back around before you know it. Visit us at Rohr's Nursery on Portage Street and rohrsnursery.com.
Rohr's Nursery, we want to be your number one nursery. Rohr's Nursery.
And now a small business set.
All right, 22 minutes after 9 on your Thursday morning. And it's a Thursday morning, so that means Let's Grow Together with Roar's Nursery and Garden Center. It is our weekly call-in show, and Matt is off today, so we have Tyler Dillon with us and Rachel Fender's here, and we're taking your calls and answering some questions. And Rachel, I forwarded to you. Did you get a chance to take a look at that email?
I did, and this is why pictures are so great, because there is nothing wrong with it. It just looks like it needs some fertilizer, to be honest.
There you go.
They can be heavy feeders, so if you haven't fertilized it for a while, putting the granular the slow release is always a good idea, but you can also use a quick release. So the next time you water, so just make sure it's, you know, dried out. Next time it's due to be watered, you could use like a water soluble fertilizer, and that will really help bring back that coloring because it just looks a little peaked. It could have possibly, some of the leaves look like they may have gotten a little sunburned, which is, that just happens if it, you know, and it's just kind of a blemish basically. So it would just kill that leaf off, but it's not going to kill the plant. But all in all, it just needs a little food.
Is there, I have never heard of a prayer plant before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's, and I'm looking at it, and it's very pretty. It's very pretty.
It is, yes.
Is this a year-round thing, or is it a particular, you know, holiday thing, or?
Not necessarily. It is definitely a house plant. It's a calathea, which there are lots of different varieties of those. In the summertime, we use them a lot in shade planters because they give a good. They're just a beautiful texture. But you can bring them into the house and use them as a house plant. But they are tropical.
Okay. Yeah. It says that it gets its name for raising the leaves to an upright position at nighttime, the way children do when they pray.
Oh, I always wondered why it was called that, to be honest. I thought it maybe had something to do with just like the coloring of the leaves that look like praying hands or something. But that's so cute.
Yeah, that is. That's kind of cool. I like that. I like that. That's, well, now.
Of course, I'm never around them at nighttime, so unless I'd had one, you know.
Yeah, so. Exactly. And that, you know, I've never looked at it before either. You know, like I said, I had never heard of it, so I wasn't really sure what the prayer plant was. All right, again, if you have any questions and you'd like to give us a call, you can do that at 330-450-1480. And also, you can send an email to me at my email address, pcook, P-C-O-O-K, at whbc.com, and we would be sure happy to answer any questions for you. I'm going to get back to my email here real fast because I was looking at that picture of the prayer plant, and we also have a phone call coming in. So it's our co-host Rachel. Rachel, it's our co-host Al from Plain Township.
Yay! Yeah. Hello.
Our co-host Al from Plain Township is on the line. Good morning, sir. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I have to, you know, I'm glad we're talking about bird feeding because I am definitely feed the birds. The question is this, and I'm glad this has been brought up. You know, it's good to feed them. I think it's important, but they are messy. I don't want to discourage anybody from feeding them. They're messy. You've got drop seeds. You've got a bare spot, and now you're looking at your bird feed hanging, and below it is nothing but a bare spot. The area that I used to have it, I had beautiful ground ivy. Well, the ground ivy is gone. And I try in the summer to put potted plants there just to give some type of color or life to that bare spot.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you think, what could I do? Because, you know, you have to pick up all the seeds. Springtime, yeah. I rake them all up, and you got to get rid of all the dry seeds that were dropped. But what do you think you could put in that area to bring life back to it? You know, I thought of planting ground ivy again, but it's just going to go right back to same thing again. So
yeah, and then you get the weeds and stuff in there, too.
What do you think to bring that back to life, to have something, because I feed them, I hate to tell you, I feed them even in the summer, and I know you're not supposed to, but I do because, like you said, once you start, they really do depend on you.
So they get used to that, and plus it's enjoyable to watch them, too, absolutely.
Oh, it is. It really is. But what do you think? What would you put in that bare spot?
Yeah, that is a great, great topic because, I mean, it does happen. I know you can put preen down because you can get a lot of the seeds and stuff that fall. You can get a lot of the weed seeds. So, you know, if you do go back to ivy and that kind of thing, you have to worry about that as well. So you could always just do like a ground cover like that and do preen, you know, some sort of, you know, to keep the weeds from coming out. But all in all, there's really not – I like your idea of the potted plants and stuff just for something.
Yeah. And actually, when I got my perennials from you last year, I put a couple of those perennials there because I don't think those will be destroyed because they'll be up high enough.
But very true.
Put some of those there, and then maybe
that's a great idea.
With some potted plants, you know. I even put artificial grass turf there one time just to put some green there, and you know what happened? The squirrels ate it and put holes in it. And I thought, well, that ain't gonna work. So,
my gosh, I'm like, what's this? Yeah, that's funny. Probably a good idea to put it out. Like, I would definitely say keep it out of the yard. I think that's a good idea. Or just, you know, someplace, or build a bed around it. That way you don't have to contend with it in the yard. So, but
definitely, I guess if you put it in your yard, you'll have a bare spot. Definitely.
Definitely, yeah.
So, all right. And well, yeah, maybe it's the perennials. You know, we'll see. Those perennials will come up this spring. I put some nice ones there. And
yeah.
With the potted plants, maybe that's all about. So.
Yeah, that's, and you know what, also too, thinking that, it's a great idea to plant perennials that have, you know, benefits to some of the plant, birds and stuff, like echinacea, like coneflower. The finch, they love the seed heads of the flowers. So planting perennials that also feed the birds and other wildlife as well, and hummingbird plants, that's always a, that's an excellent idea to plant specific ones, you know.
Well, you know what, guys? This conversation is for the birds. Sorry, I had to do it. I had to. All right. Well, it's perfect way for us to start off the new year, Al, with you on the phone. Right. So thank you for calling in. We appreciate
you.
It.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
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 All right. We're coming up on 9:30. We're going to take our break for the news. And when we come back again, 330-450-1480, the number to call. My email is pcook@whbc.com.
Hi, it's Angie Rohr with Rohr's Nursery. The holiday season is winding down and our after Christmas sale is here. So before you pack away the holidays in your home, get exciting deals at our Portage store where all Christmas is 50% off. Because Christmas will be back around before you know it. Visit us at Rohr's Nursery on Portage Street and rohrsnursery.com.
Rohr's Nursery, we want to be your number one nursery. Rohr's Nursery.
Prevent slipping and sliding this winter.
.9:34 on your Thursday morning. Let's grow together with Rohr's Nursery and Garden Center. I have Rachel and I have Tyler, and we're talking to the folks, and we actually are going to go straight back to the phones, guys. We have Pat in Paris. You are on the air with Rohr's Nursery. Go ahead.
Yes. I just had a comment about feeding the birds.
Yeah.
If you feed them during the winter, they will start and plan where they're going to nest in the spring because they know there's a food source and how close.
That makes sense.
So either you want to do it or you don't, correct?
Correct.
Yes. That's a good point.
I always tell people, you know, they are relying upon that feed. I know there's a lot more come spring and summer, but when they do their nesting, they always plan on how far they're going to have to go for food.
Which makes sense. It's very instinctive. You know, that's
right.
Yeah, that's a good point. So it's a very interesting. I do really wish I fed the birds too, because they're just, and so many different species out there that.
Right, right. I have three different kind of woodpeckers.
Oh, nice.
And I have at least five cardinals. And when it's snowing, it's very beautiful. They're red against the white.
They are. That's all you see is that bright red. That's so pretty.
Right. I enjoy your show, and I really look forward to it every week. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. That's a great point.
Yeah, it is a great point. And I guess, you know, I think Al was kind of saying that as well, you know, that if you are... you're going to plant them, be prepared to clean up after them. And also maybe a little bit of, you know, grass is ruined or something like that.
Yes. Yeah. Just kind of, yeah, there are always consequences with any kind of wildlife. So, which is totally fine. We're living in their area just as much as they're living in ours. So.
All right. And
good to have a balance.
I know. But you know, don't you always feel like you want to feed a creature in the wintertime, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I know. And I know a lot of people feed deer and stuff, which is sweet to do, but they also, too, will become dependent on that. So you just kind of have to keep that in mind as well. So
yeah.
they're going to stick around. So in the summertime. So it's a good idea to keep that in mind.
Let's go back to the phones. We have Ed in Plain Township. You are on the air with Rohr's Nursery. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Talking about feeding birds.
Yes.
So many people like to feed the birds just in the winter and they don't in the summer. I have found out in two different houses that I've lived in that if I feed the birds well in the summer, I end up with significantly less mosquitoes.
Oh. That no is, kidding. See, there's another great point. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You're bringing in the, you know, everything around you that's taking care of those.
Yeah, they're coming in to, you know, get the seeds of one kind or another, and they say, wait, there's some protein flying by. I'm going to grab it.
So where do you put your bird feeders? Where do you put them?
Well, where we live now, right now we still live in Jackson Township, but we're in the process of moving back to Plain. We lived in Plain for 29 years and had about a half-acre lot there in Avondale. So there's lots of trees and bushes and, you know. So yeah. I had them, some of them at a distance, some of them right close to the house, depending on what it was. Out in Jackson Township, we own just a smidgen short of an acre. And some of it's, you know, level and flat and open. And some of it is, you know, trees and shrubs and all the rest of this. So I've got them out in Jackson Township on that acre. I had about 19 feeders of all different kinds of stuff.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, well, I had areas where I liked to sit, and I had, especially in the winter, I had feeders right outside. I worked out of my house, so right outside my office window. So I had cardinals and woodpeckers and stuff there all the time. But I had hummingbird feeders. I had, I think, about 8 or 10 different kinds of feeders out there. Some of them that were on, you know, flat surfaces with only safflower seed in to keep, you know, squirrels don't like safflower seed. And I had other ones that had, you know, corn. I had other ones that had, you know, sunflower seeds in. I had all different kinds of feeders, so I had all different kinds of birds. I had chickadees. I had hummingbirds.
Wow.
I had everything, and it was amazing. But like I said, as a result, when I fed them, I had significantly less mosquitoes.
That's a great point.
Well, Ed, if somebody's listening right now and they're just going to get started, they've never, you know, put the bird feeders out and that kind of thing. How do you get started? I mean, what would be your advice for them to get started?
Start with simple things. And anybody that talks about feeding birds, the squirrels always come into play.
Yes, that is one thing I know. Yeah.
On open feeders and some of my longer tube feeders, I would put only safflower seed in some of those, and some of them with, you know, some of the tube feeders that they fed at the bottom, but if a squirrel got on there, pulled it down so no more feed came out. On my soot feeders, they were either in a, you know, in a cage that the birds could get to and the squirrels couldn't, or I put a soot feeder that had soot feed in it that only had red pepper, et cetera, in it.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Can I ask you, Ed, where you get your seed? Because unfortunately, we cannot carry it. We used to carry bird seed at the nursery, but with the chipmunks and everything, we can't. We do carry suet, but where do you get your bird seed?
Well, until about a year ago, I got it out at the Wild Birds Unlimited out there on where At Home is now.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yep, Wildlife
okay.
Garden. We used to refer people there all the time.
That was a wonderful, wonderful place. And, of course, it's gone. And so you just kind of have to shop around. And really now, a bunch of it I buy over the Internet because there's no place around a series of variety of things that he did.
Yeah, I was hoping someplace local to recommend. But, yeah.
All right.
Everybody has a little bit of this or that. But so many of the things that I use, I just have to get over the Internet, which I don't like to do. The more you buy over the Internet, the sooner you're not going to have box stores. So,
yeah. Well, we appreciate all the information, Ed. Great call, and Happy National Bird Day, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I'm glad we're talking about the birds because they are important. It's something that's not overlooked, and it shouldn't be. We take them for granted because they're around everywhere.
Thank you very much for this is the very first time I think I've ever gotten a compliment from any of the people at Roars. Rachel, you may recognize my voice.
I recognize it.
I thought you would. Chris would have too if he was there today. All right, very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Really Happy New Year.
You too.
Bye-bye. See, when you recognize voices, that's trouble. No. All right, let's go back to the phones. We have Carol and Maslin. You're on the air with Roars Nursery. Go ahead.
Hi there. I was calling because I love to feed the birds, but then our condo association halted all bird feeders saying because of the bird flu or the avian flu, I guess. Is that still really a thing?
Oh, gosh.
You know, to be honest, I have not. I get the farm and dairy, and I do hear that there's a lot of that, but it's more so I've heard with more the Pennsylvania area and with like poultry birds and that kind of thing. But and there was that there was a really weird bird something going around a couple years ago. I remember us talking about it. I have not heard anything about it lately. Have you?
Okay, here's I'm looking right now.
And it seemed kind of a vague reason. So I just was curious because I really miss seeing them. We used to have one that would sit on the deck and caw at me if the bird feeder was empty. And
Well, here's a little piece of information.
With the red stripe.
I just was looking at, avian influenza bird flu in Ohio, and it says... A person asked a question, should I take my bird feeder down because of avian flu? It says, among other things, central feeding points cause animals to gather in one place where pathogens could be shared. However, removing backyard feeders is not something the USDA specifically recommends to prevent avian influenza unless you take care of poultry.
Okay. Nope. No chickens around.
No chickens in your backyard, right?
Take that to the condo association.
I think I shall. Thank you very much. I really enjoy the program.
Sure. No problem. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for the call.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to take our quick break here, our last break this morning before our final segment. And you can give us a call this morning. We still have time. 330-450-1480. Or email any questions to pcook@whbc.com.
Love it or hate it, another Ohio winter is on the way. Ice, snow, freezing rain, it's all in the forecast. While we can't change the weather, we can change how we drive. Hi, I'm your Stark County Sheriff, George Meyer. I'm asking you to join me in taking a few extra precautions this season to help keep Stark County roadways safe. Let's slow down, buckle up, pay attention, and give ourselves some extra time when traveling. The best gift we can give is the gift of safety.
Hi, I'm Tom Connors.
Final segment here on this Thursday morning. Let's grow together with Roars Nursery and Garden Center. It is our weekly call-in show. And yes, we still have some time to take some calls if you would like to. Give us a call at 330-450-1480 or send emails to pcook@whbc.com. I have Tyler and Rachel with me this morning. And Rachel, you'll probably get a kick out of this. Tyler, I don't know. If Matt were here, he probably would be doing exactly what I tell him. Okay, maybe not. But guess what? Did you know, as people are trying to decide how to dispose of their Christmas trees, there is a growing trend to eat your Christmas tree.
What?
To eat it?
Yeah.
I have heard of. Okay, I have heard that to use some of the needles.
Yes.
If you take, like some of the fur, and it's a good antiseptic. So, I know if you take the fur needles and you soak them in vinegar for a while and then strain it, that's a very good disinfectant.
Look at that.
However, that's about all I've ever known with something else, but
Well, apparently, there is this woman by the name of Julia Jorgalis, who is the author of How to Eat Your Christmas Tree. And she says that the needles from the tree could be used like rosemary or bay leaves.
Okay.
And you can also put them in your oven until they're charred and use the pine ash for flavor. And she's got a supper club, I guess, in London. She's over in London that she makes like a bunch of different things from the Christmas tree. Things on the menu.
That'd be a lot of, I feel like you'd be sick of that flavor after a while.
I know. And they also talked about if you put them in the oven and dry out the needles and some of the bark, that you're going to get that real strong balsam smell. If that's what you like, maybe, you know, you would like that. But yeah, I just thought it was kind of funny. You guys
that's
are probably,
hilarious.
You're probably too young. You don't remember the name Yule Gibbons, do you?
To be honest, it sounds familiar, but
I can't remember the whole story behind him. Because I was young when he was popular, but I just remember him eating pine cones. He was like a guy who ate pine cones or something. He was a nature dude.
I feel like I would probably go for some balsam cookies or something more so than a pine cone. Like that sounds a little bit.
I've people making like pine cone jam and stuff. How that works, but I've heard of people doing that.
Okay, here, See, Yule Gibbons was an outdoorsman and an early health food advocate, and promoted eating foods in the wild. And he was on the Grape Nuts commercial. That's how is the Grape Nuts cereal commercial.
Oh my gosh.
Because, you know, Grape Nuts is kind of like eating your Christmas tree, isn't it?
I did like Grape Nuts, though. I forgot. I'm going to have to look that up now because I want to see it.
Yeah, this is kind of funny. Because the immortal question was, did you ever eat a pine tree? He posed that question in the 1970s Grape Nuts commercial. And the cereal went crazy in popularity. I remember I was like about 8 or 10 years old when that happened. And that's a long time ago.
Gosh, that's so funny.
Funny.
I'm going to have to look that up. That's crazy and very interesting.
Yeah, I think so, too. You know, in this day and age when everybody's trying to repurpose stuff and, you know, we talk about mulching things and then, you know, having compost and.
Yes. And repurpose. And I have heard of people we donate our trees, the ones that are left over. We'll go to like Stark Parks. And things, and they put them in the pond.
Oh, no kidding!
And for the fish to hide in, and it kind of adds, you know, it just adds some. I think it acts like a filter or something.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's good, but eating it is a little okay. That's
so.
Especially if you have a big tree, that's a lot.
I would imagine that if people still have questions about, you know, like we talked at the beginning of the show, you know, your poinsettia plants and all the different things maybe that you got for the holidays. You know, if they have issues or questions, it probably the best way is to visit the store, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Or we do have an email. It's just info@roarsnursery.com. If anybody ever wants to send, it's just kind of a general mailbox, but it does go to whoever, you know, the specific person that would know. But that's always an idea. But yes, pictures are always good at either location. We are open at Portage 9 to 4 Monday through Friday at 7211 Portage Street in Maslin. And I'll let Tyler do Everhard's info.
We're open. We're still open this time of year as well at 5357 Everhard Road in Canton.
And
what's your hours there?
I believe it's 8 to 5. Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can now.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's 8 to 4.
8 to 4.
Yep.
Okay.
I wasn't sure on that one, so I was not going to give out their hours.
And it's 330-492-1243, I believe, is your phone number.
Yes.
Yep. And Portage is 330-499-0101.
And you can always go to the website, too, because roarsnursery.com, a lot of great information there as well. All right, guys. Well, we had a lot of talk for the birds and for eating our Christmas.
That was fun. I'm glad.
I can't wait to tell Matt.
About the birds.
We're going to tell Matt. We ate our Christmas trees on the air.
We should make something with them.
That'd be good. All right. Well, you guys have a great week, and we'll be back together next Thursday.
All right. Have a good one.
Thanks. Bye.
Hey, it's Angie Rohr with Rohr's Nursery. The holiday season is winding down and our after Christmas sale is here. So before you pack away the holidays in your home, get exciting deals at our Portage store where all Christmas is 50% off. Because Christmas will be back around before you know it. Visit us at Rohr's Nursery on Portage Street and rohrsnursery.com.
Rohr's Nursery, we want to be your number one nursery. Rohr's Nursery.
Finding great candidates.